There's a new name in the York region and Simcoe County real estate market, but it's one that comes with an already established record of success thanks to owners Ian Osborne and Curtis Goddard. The longtime friends and partners had built a sterling reputation in the local real estate market operating under the Curtis Goddard team name. As of February, however, the pair have rebranded to become the Osborne-Goddard team at RE, Max Hallmark BWG Realty Brokerage, signaling the next phase in the company's evolution. Goddard said the new year presented the perfect opportunity for the rebranding of the brokerage. "We have been friends and co-workers for more than 20 years," said Goddard. "We've been partners in this business for a long time. It was the right time for the external branding of the business to include both names. We're both local names. We grew up in the area. We're excited because it creates a new energy throughout the team. I hope our clients feel that energy also." According to Osborne, the most obvious change will be the company logo, which he says was simplified, modernized, and freshened up to include both partner names. However, the rebranding is also designed to show clients the strength of the partnership and the level of expertise offered by Osborne-Goddard team. "We pride ourselves in having a diverse knowledge of this region because we all live where we sell," said Goddard, a longtime Simcoe native. "We know the area and we know the market. It shows we're about partnerships. Whenever we start working with a client, it's the beginning of a partnership. It's the way we deal with our clients. We're all in giving them the best experience and helping them achieve their real estate goals." Given the shifting tides in the real estate market, it's never been more critical to work with a professional realtor when buying and selling. The big question from people considering their real estate options is, what will the market look like in 2023? According to Osborne, it's not going to be vastly different than the last half of 2022. "Our opinion is that 2023 will be a balanced market. Buyers will likely see challenges due to a low supply and sellers still should be able to sell for strong prices with a moderate time on the market. One of the biggest factors affecting the real estate market is the slow and steady rise in interest rates. It's something Goddard says he and his team at the brokerage will be monitoring. We do expect one or two more small interest rate hikes coming in the first quarter," he said. "The impact will be that rising interest rates lower the buyer's purchasing power. I think tight supply and high demand will keep prices at bay. We can't ignore the impact that rising interest rates will have for buyers. When you're in the market for a professional realtor, reach out to the Osborne-Goddard team at RE, Max. For more information, visit www.noworries.ca.